short portions here. Isaiah, the 9th chapter, the 6th and the 7th verses, not the 2nd to the 7th, but the 6th and 7th verses. And then Matthew 1. Now, it tells you the page, if you're using a pew Bible, tells you the page at 630 toward the front, and then page 1 in the New Testament. It's well that it's page 1, isn't it, in the New Testament, speaking of the birth of Christ. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. Instead of reading responsively, I will read it to you if you will go along with me in the reading of these portions. Now here's a wonderful portion written hundreds of years before the coming of Jesus. Notice the glorious prophecy here. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor. Notice the Son, who he is, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And then Matthew 1:18-25. Now we see the birth of the child that is born and the son that is given. If you have references in your Bible to the Old Testament, it will tell you the different references. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together. How that throws out to all of those who do not believe in the virgin birth. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord, this is Gabriel, appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. That is Isaiah 7:14. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. What a wonderful portion. You'd never have to have any doubts if you just believe God's word, that's all, as to who Christ is. It's just a matter of whether we accept God at his word or the reasonings of men who can understand nothing. Men know nothing about God. They know nothing about eternity. They know nothing about life eternal. Scientists, kings, princes, all of the intelligences of earth know nothing of life, death, immortality. The Word of God says life and immortality was revealed unto us by Jesus Christ. And so here it is, the Word of God. The greatest minds of men can tell you nothing. I don't care who the professor is. He doesn't know a thing. he is stupid concerning the things of God unless the Holy Spirit of God dwells in him. This changes the man. Intelligence has nothing to do with God. God hath chosen that by wisdom men should not know God, but by the foolishness of preaching he would save those that would believe. 1 Corinthians. Tremendous, isn't it? How God does it. He makes it. Aren't you glad it isn't by intellectual power? Aren't you? The smartest ones would know the most. Isn't that a tragedy? But the wonderful thing is here that you don't have to be educated and you can know Jesus. And you can have the greatest education and you can know Jesus. Because at the foot of the cross, all men are equal. There's the only place for the equality of mankind is at the foot of the cross. There the Negro finds, the black man finds, equality with the white man. Because his redemption is absolutely the same. Not one bit of difference. We may not have equality ever on this earth. I don't expect it. Because this is not a regenerate society. But I know that at the foot of the cross, the red and the yellow and the black and the white are equal. Because the blood cleanses each one from sin. And that is the great message of the gospel. You see. This is the message of Christmas. A son is given. A son is given. So praise God for this wonderful portion of his blessed.